cigarette out. You should have faith in my mouth. Like my mother, like your son, like my temperamental lungs. Each piece fits into the next. Black, I'm not black, and I'm not white. Both reveal me in my sight. You've got twinkles in your eyes. You say vegetarians save lives, but there's your wings despite my back. There's your baby's bassinet. Will there be one more of me? Close my eyes and try to hide from my form of dragonfly. Chipped and peeled, the echo hurts. In that van under the covers, I've been stealing from my lover. Moments I cannot replace to my former dragonfly. I resist and I survive. What a state I've brought this to. Logic lies with mind pulled through. But what's that say of my character? I retreat back into nature. Will there be one more of me? To my form of dragonfly, I resist and I survive. I survive. This is resistance. I survive. This is resistance. I survive. This is resistance. I survive. This is resistance.
On behalf of the family of Bradley Morgan Greenlee, on behalf of his mom, Jackie, and Brad and Jackie's church family, First Christian, I welcome you here today as we share memories and stories, as we laugh and cry together, we come to the presence of God to celebrate the gift of life, both earthly and eternal, to remember and to honor Brad. Psalm 130 echoes the lamentation of the human heart, tempered by the hope of faith, in these words: "Out of the depths we cry to you, O Lord. Hear our voice. Let your ears be attentive to the voice of our supplications. We wait for the Lord. And in God's word we hope. For with the Lord there is steadfast love, and with the Lord is great power to redeem. We gather this day to cry aloud to God, hear our voice. And we come to wait upon the Lord, to listen for God's word of hope spoken to us. The Lord's love is steadfast. God loves Brad. God loves each one gathered here today, each one who's come to remember and celebrate Brad's life. We have come to grieve, how could we not? But we have also come to celebrate together, to remember the best of times that Brad shared with family and friends, to celebrate the steadfast hope we have in Christ, that we are truly and deeply loved by the one who made us, the Holy One, God Almighty, who alone knows the most intimate details of every season of our lives. We are here to celebrate and give thanks that God loves us, not just while we walk this earth, but throughout eternity. Let us pray. O holy and gracious God, almighty, all-knowing Lord, your people come before you with hearts that seem divided. For at one and the same time, our hearts break with sorrow at a life ended too soon, and yet our hearts fill with hope for your steadfast love for Brad and each of us. O God, make us bold to proclaim our faith in you, that indeed, even in the midst of sorrow, we celebrate the good news given to Brad through his baptism in Christ and offered to the world, to all who would receive your love, O God. Bless with peace your people gathered here this day to remember, to celebrate, and to thank you for the life of Brad Greenlee. In Christ's name, amen. Brad's family has chosen for us to hear this day a reading of scripture from Ecclesiastes 3, verses 1 through 8. For everything there is a season, and a time for every matter under heaven, a time to be born, and a time to die, a time to plant, and a time to pluck up what is planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to throw away stones and a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to seek and a time to lose, a time to keep, and a time to throw away, a time to tear and a time to sow, a time to keep silence and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time for war and a time for peace." King Solomon is credited with writing these words of Hebrew scripture. The verses pair keeping and losing, numerous experiences that may seem good or bad, moments that all people encounter throughout life. The text resonates across the ages as one generation after another comes to realize that God watches over us all every day, in every season. Today comes in the midst of a hard season for Brad's family. If we could choose, we would have asked that he live longer among us, that he have many long, healthy, joyous days. Yet we do not get to choose Brad's path. Knowing that Christ is with us in the very midst of such a great loss, knowing that Jesus himself knew that suffering and pain of the cross before he rose again, knowing that God never abandoned Christ the Son and will never abandon us, knowing these truths makes a hard season a bit more bearable. It is God's love and the caring presence of others, of family and friends, that can lift us up and bring light in the darkness, faith in the face of doubt, hope in spite of sorrow. May this day, this hard season, be transformed by God's mercy and grace. Ecclesiastes says, "For everything there is a season, and a time for every matter under heaven, a time to be born, and a time to die." Bradley Morgan Greenlee's time to be born was October 9, 1960, in Laramie, Wyoming, to Paul and Jackie Greenlee. His sister Jennifer always hoped for another girl in the family, but she was outnumbered by the brothers three, Brian, Jeff, and Brad. There is a time to plant and a time to pluck up what is planted. Brad's family planted roots while he grew up and attended school in Laramie. Then in August of 78, Jackie and Paul plucked up their household, and the family moved to Casper, where Brad completed his GED. There are fallow times and there are creative times. There's a time to seek, a time to gather stones, a time to sow and mend, a time to build up. Brad sought his way in the world through working with his hands. He was a machinist and had various jobs through the years, developing great skill. He worked at BOP, Woodworkers Supply, Wyoming Machinery, and TurnTech, among other places. He loved his children, Brittany and Matthew, and worked hard to provide well for them. Ecclesiastes tells us there's a time to laugh, a time to dance, a time to embrace and a time when you can no longer embrace, a time to keep silence and a time to speak. Brad knew all such times over the course of 58 years. Do you remember the times that you laughed with Brad? Times you shared music, shared an embrace, spoke, or just sat in silence together? Brad loved music, especially rock and roll. He loved drumming and developed his talent playing in bands around town, including drumming in a band with his brother Jeff and some friends. Brad liked to be funny and tried to find the lighter side of things. He liked people and wanted people to like him. He took pride in his job, and being a provider was important to him. He was a hard worker at home, too, and built an addition to the house to use as a spa room. His mom says, "With Brad, once he gets going on a project, he sticks with it until it's done." He enjoyed working out at the gym and loved spending time outdoors in the beauty of God's creation. Fishing was a favorite pastime. Whether standing on the bank or boat fishing at a favorite spot on the backside of Pathfinder, or doing a little fly fishing in the Wind Rivers, it was a good day to get the line hooked, reel them in, and then fry up fish for dinner on the shore. There are too many happy memories to count of weekends at the lake camping and fishing, spending time in the Bighorns, cross-country skiing on Casper Mountain, water skiing at the lake, or driving the boat so Mom could water ski. The family remembers fun trips he enjoyed, winning a trip from the Duck Derby to go to Daytona Beach in Orlando, going to Lake Powell, running a houseboat with the family, time at South Padre and SeaWorld in Florida. Brad enjoyed riding his Harley Davidson night train and had a great time at Sturgis. He loved shooting off fireworks on the 4th of July and dressing up to scare his kids and their friends at Halloween. He liked to cook and made an excellent extra meaty chili. It is a blessing that there are so many stories of good times for Matt and Brittany to hold on to, for Brad's mom Jackie and his siblings to remember. Our church family remembers Brad's presence and worship here in the sanctuary. His baptism on December 22, 2013, and his involvement with the Saturday Sandwich Ministry, working alongside Debbie Mestis and Keith Rouse to serve lunches to people in our community who are hungry. It is significant that the writer of Ecclesiastes doesn't just name the good times in life, but reminds us there's a time to love and a time to hate, a time for war and a time for peace. Later in life, Brad had struggles. Though we hate that his days on earth have ended, our love for him does not end. And we give thanks to God that this is a time of peace for Brad. For each of us, there is a time to be born and a time to die. 58 years, 7 months, and 17 days after his birth, Brad's earthly days ended early in the morning of May 26, 2019. He was preceded in death by his father, Paul. Brad is survived by his mother, Jackie Greenlee, brothers Jeff Greenlee and wife Mary, Brian Greenlee, and his sister Jenny Ellenwood and her husband Mike, his daughter Brittany Miller and husband Kellen, and Brad's son Matthew Greenlee. There is a time to be born and a time to die. There is a time to hold fast and a time to let go. A time to forgive and to know God's grace. This day is a time for love, a time for hope, and a time for peace. May it be so. The family has asked me to read a poem entitled "I Am Free." The author is anonymous. Don't grieve for me. For now I'm free, I'm following paths God made for me. I took God's hand. I heard him call, then turned and bid farewell to all. I could not stay another day to laugh, to love, to sing, to play. Tasks left undone must stay that way. I found my peace at close of play. If my parting left a void, then fill it with remembered joy, a friendship shared, a laugh, a kiss. Yes, these things I too will miss. Be not burdened deep with sorrow. I wish you sunshine of tomorrow. My life's been full. I've savored much. Good friends, good times, a loved one's touch. Perhaps my time seemed all too brief. Don't lengthen it now with grief. Lift up your hearts and share with me. God wants me now. God set me free. We'll have a time of sharing by members of Brad's family.
Thank you all for coming today. I've been trying to gather my thoughts and emotions before today, looking for the words to say. And although I've rolled the words around and around in my head, they resist to come. In my effort to express my feelings about the love for my dad and the loss of my dad, I've come to realize that I'm not ready. I'm not ready to live without him. I'm not ready to give up hope, and I'm not ready to say goodbye. It just doesn't seem real. From my journal, Dear Dad, I've been fortunate to have not experienced much death. It's been strange being on the living side of death and grief, going through your worldly possessions and memories like a person rummaging through boxes and totes at a thrift store, pulling out items like that old burned and dented pizza pan that only I and maybe Matt would treasure because they bring a flood of memories back, memories of happy times. Although I feel angry and hopeless, I will miss you. Dear Dad, today I missed you, not in the way I've missed you many times before or even before you were gone. I felt the ache of loss and the burn of anger and resentment more times than I can recall. But today was different because today I missed you without the comfort of hope. I longed for the day that my true dad would return. I would imagine dropping in for a visit in your home. We would pore over memories while creating new ones. Your cabinets would look like ordinary cabinets filled with ordinary plates, bowls, cups, and glasses. The shelves in your living room lined with your CDs and DVDs and records and a picture or two of your family. The spare room would be your drum room where your creativity could bloom and your bedroom clean and orderly. Or maybe you could come fishing with me, or maybe we could enjoy a cross-country ski together or catch one of Matt's band's gigs together. I can no longer rest on the shoulders of hope. I can no longer dream of the life that would be. I'm overcome with great sorrow, and I will miss you every day. I love my dad in a way that I don't even understand. I can't speak for Matt, but I have many fond memories of my dad. He was always up for goofing around and taking me with him on his adventures, hunting for night crawlers under the rainy night sky, fishing, ice skating, and then there was the time he took me to Colorado to visit Uncle Brian, and we went to Waterworld. He would pour over me praises. I remember sitting on his lap with our legs extended, both of us peering down at our feet. He would say, "We have the same feet. See, look at our toes." I'd laugh and take a peculiar pride in it. And it's in these little memories and moments that he lives. It's through my brother's musical talent and expression that he lives. It's through my dad's love of the outdoors that I can reconnect with him. I remember him most when I'm outside, among the trees, lakes, and rivers. He lives in all of us that remember him. At the beginning of the service, we played a song called Dragonfly. I know that everyone has a mountain to climb, some steeper than others. The song reminds us to find our form of dragonfly, to be transformative, adaptable, happy, to have courage, poise, and power, to reflect and take time to self-realize and to embrace the perfectness of where you are, to change your perspective and look to the promise of the good things coming. Thank you all again. And to my dad, I love you, and I'll talk to you soon.
So it's easier to reflect on the bad things that happen in life, whether it's about yourself or someone else. It comes in bits and pieces, and it's easier to be angry with a broken heart. So you forgive, but never forget, and try to move on. The hard part is accepting the fact that I don't understand. So I want to reflect on some good memories with Brad, but it's hard to put them all in just a few short words. So here it goes. He was funny, and he loved jokes. He was a prankster and loved to laugh and have a good time. He loved music and loved to play and jam with his brother and his friends. I met Brad when I was 17, and I was starting to go down a dark road in my life when we met. And I believe he always had an angel watching over him because he actually saved me from going down that dark road. It's funny because he would always tell me that I was lucky when he found me. And I would always argue, I saw you first. He even told me, now just because you left home and moved in with me doesn't mean that you're not going to finish school and graduate. So I graduated. We were so in love. We were best friends. We were soulmates. So I always thought in my mind that, you know, when I was going to be proposed to, that it would be the romantic, you know, get down on your knee thing and give me a ring. But it was very different. So we were in the car one day cleaning the inside. He was in the back and I was in the front. He just blurted out, hey, you want to get engaged? So, of course, I said, yes, but with some reservation, like, I think so. Brad was a good man. He played many roles in his life. He was a good husband, father, son, uncle, brother, friend. He even had an arrogance about him, but I won't mention that. Oh, sorry, did I say that out loud? No one is perfect. We all have our imperfections. But those roles he played were who he was. He loved his family. His family was everything to him. His family would always tell me that when he was young and someone would ask to help with something, he would always be the first to say, I'll do it. He also gave me two incredible children, Brittany and Matthew, who I am blessed with and who loved him very much. I know he was very proud of them. I was lucky. I was lucky when he found me. Brad, even though we'd been apart for a long time, we still have a lifelong connection with our children, and that can't be broken. You'll always have a place in my heart, and you will always be with me. I always had the hope that one day you would win the fight. This time you lost the battle. Now it's time to say goodbye. But I will never forget you. Rest in peace, my sweet. May the angels watch over you forever.
Brad was my uncle. I'm proud to say that he was my favorite uncle. My very first memories of him were when me and my brother would get to go have the occasional sleepover at our cousins. Brad sure knew how to play the drums. Just like so many in our family, he loved music. Playing it, listening to it, and next that he'd almost always be the one to drive the boat at the lake, whether it be for fishing, skiing, or tubing. I will always remember his hugs. He gave some of the best hugs I have ever received. He had these extra long arms that he'd just be able to wrap you up into a nice warm hug. I also loved to hear him laugh. To me, he had the kind of laugh that made you laugh. Contagious, if you will. An uncle that you could term your favorite or hard to find. A rare breed. To me, he was an uncle that I could talk to about anything. I will still talk to him because he is not gone. The vessel that carried his beautiful soul is, that's all. He is and always will be all around us. I always have. And I always will love you, Uncle Brad.
I'm Jamie. I'm Regina's sister, and I've known Brad since I was 15, and I actually dated him first, and I couldn't date him anymore because it felt like he was my brother instead, and I guess we just had to kind of let go of each other so he could meet my sister and have Brittany and Matthew. They're such wonderful kids, and they wouldn't be as good as they are right now if it wasn't for their dad and their mom. And I love Brad so much. He was always like a brother to me, and always so close to him, and he always called me babe sis, and sometimes just baby. Hey, baby. But I love him, and I miss him, and I will always miss him, and I will always love him, and he will always be a part of my life. I love you so much, Brad, and I will always talk to you, and I will always be there.
Will you pray with me? Almighty and gracious God, Jesus taught us to call you Father, Papa. Lord, we thank you for loving us as your own children. We pray now for Brad's family. He was a beloved son, brother, dad, uncle, cousin, coworker, friend, fellow musician, church member, hard worker. O loving Lord, everything in Brad that was good was a reflection of you. And we give heartfelt thanks for the ways in which his laughter reflected your joy. His love of creation showed appreciation for you, our Creator. We give thanks, O God, for the gift of music that flowed through his soul and out his fingers. Loving Lord, Scripture tells us that there are times when we don't know how to pray as we ought. And in those moments, when there are no words, your Holy Spirit intercedes for us with sighs too deep for words. O good and gracious God, listen closely now to the hearts of Brad's family and friends so that their sighs become prayers lifted to you that overflow with love. For a man of your own making, a sheep of your flock, a voice called to sing or to drum in your heavenly choir, Lord, receive heartfelt prayers offered through sighs and tears and stories shared of gratitude for the life of Brad Greenlee. Bless us with peace, O now, good and gracious God, as we pray together the prayer that Jesus taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Our final song today is a gift
shared by Brad's brother Jeff and family. It's entitled Say Hello to Heaven. It was originally performed by Temple of Dog. It's a fitting rock and roll tribute to a musician. A few of the words have been adjusted a little bit, but it is given as a gift and a message. Say hello to heaven.
Thank you.
We have a time of refreshments downstairs, and the family really hopes that everybody will stay. If there's something on your heart that you need to share with someone else today, don't leave without doing that. Take the chance to talk to one another. Have a cookie downstairs, cup of coffee, and share a story. Share something about Brad, even if it was something that made you mad, if it was something that made you laugh. There are others here who knew him well who can relate. And today is a good day to be honest and to name that, you know, no life is perfect. God alone is perfect, and God loves us perfectly in spite of our flaws. Ecclesiastes talked about all those times. There's a time for good and time for bad. In normal conversation, there's a time for hello and a time for goodbye. But for people of faith, every goodbye when someone dies transformed into something that's more like a see you later, because it's followed by another hello. Death doesn't win and get the last word. Because of Jesus, life wins. And you'll get to say hello to Brad again. So there's reason for hope, even when you're mad or sad. I invite you to pray with me. God, there are times that you are more than we can imagine. Lord, the song of angels is part of your plan for creation, but so too is rock and roll. God, church folk are part of your plan when they come on Sunday morning and listen to scripture. But everyday folk are yours, your people, when we work and laugh and make babies and cry and argue and forgive and make up and keep on trying. God, everyday people are yours. And you sent Jesus to remind us of that. He wasn't born in a fancy palace. He showed up in a back alley. So everyone knows we belong to you. God, we thank you that Brad belongs to you now more completely than ever before. And we humbly pray that you will bless him with peace that he sought fly fishing and making music with friends. Bless him with your peace that passes all understanding. And now, O God, may your face shine upon us. May your music resonate in our souls. And may your peace fill us with enough courage and strength to go forth from here to keep on living and keep on saying hello. In the name of Jesus, our friend, we ask you to bless Brad Greenlee and all who love him. Amen. Refreshments are downstairs, and we hope you all will come and relax and visit with one another.